patience has run thin, eroded by foreign rivers from alien seas. We resurrect Moses and tell him to cease and part the water before our country falls apart. Malicious forces on the ramparts of our beleaguered and assaulted existence. We taste salt on a lake that never existed until today. Our children are learning to swim but never learn to fly to the limits of their ability and beyond. Ponds forming inside us carrying bacteria we have no names for. This is survival, not living. This is struggle, not love. This is the antonym of fair use. It bites at our knees as the tide rises. It rises and rises. We no longer are surprised by the responses from onlookers. Supplied with debt and never given time to pay, we are leeched by leeches that overpower, even though they do not outnumber us. We were told to wait in the water while help comes. Never on time. We might be living in the wrong time. We are standing on the wrong side of the sea, loitering on the wrong side of history. There was never any rightness of being, so they tell us. Heathens deserving of their fate, they tell us. To drown, they tell us. Language hiccups. Twisting our tongues so we can't even tell each other the direction to salvation. We summon again. Learning hydromancy on the fly. Schooled by the presence of the flood. A deluge and assault on our dry logic. We evict logic from our land. Like a burning rock with a body in it. From above the ripples, we cannot hear the screams from under. Where are our benefactors now? No, here we need the magic of the ancients of days. We will not last. These are our last days. Calm your head and focus. See through the days and clear the haze. Call a sangoma neshoba to wave the mist away. Here is an eye throwing dead bodies at USA. Commanding my soaked friends to help this eye lob the carcasses of the dead. These aliens never loved the living, so we'll send them the dead. Clog up their pipes with corpses. We are about to learn what dropsy is when we have been trained to live with droughts of all sorts. Our land was not ready to swallow all it has been force-fed. We are not yet dead, and for this, we will scream into every listening ear that we live. We live and live and live. Through the swamps that are the next generation's inheritance, through their pitiless messages that are supposed to be sympathetic, they show no penitence for building the environment that caused our downfall. They are not penitent, but we live.